The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in all over North America, wherever you might be. I don't know where you live. I don't know where you go to work. But you know where the hell I'm in, or where the hell I am. I'm here every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask that speaker. Talk to the machine. Demand that it plays the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a hell of a show. Thank you so much to Danielle Lerner for coming through. She covers the Rockets for the Houston Chronicle. Thank you so much as well to Matt Moore, who covers all things NBA for the Action Network. Yeah, we talked about some of the big deals that have gone down today over the past 24 hours. Damian Lillard waived by the Milwaukee Bucks. They said, we're not paying this guy for the next 2 years, so let's stretch it out for five. Damian Lillard out with an Achilles tear. He's going to be eligible to sign with whatever team he wants and make a little bit more change. Meanwhile, Lillard is gone from Milwaukee. Miles Turner is in. He's not a Pacer anymore. The Bucks give him a four-year, $107 million contract. Speaking of big money, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets the richest extension ever. He has two more years left on his current deal. But in two more years, damn it, 4 years, $285 million. The final year of his contract, he's going to make about $80 million. Yes, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's raking in that money. The Lakers are still looking for a center. We got Darren Waller, the tight end from the Raiders and the Giants. He's back. He's been traded to the Miami Dolphins. New York Knicks still don't have a coach. Nuggets have gotten a little bit of help surrounding Jokic. And we have so much more to do before we get out of here, okay? I told you about Jake Paul, celebrity, YouTube, Disney, boxer. Well, he's now ranked. He's going to be eligible for a championship shot at some point in time, maybe possibly. Boxing is such a funny business. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then today is a very special day in Queens, New York. For the Mets specifically, it is Bobby Bonilla Day. And you're not familiar? You're going to learn today. I mean, all these deferred contracts and a guy like Shohei getting paid for 20 years. Yeah, Bobby Bonilla, he has a special deferred contract. Okay, we'll get into that. If you want to be a part of the show at any minute, at any second, you can call me too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use X/Twitter, I am at JR Sport Brief. If you are on Instagram, you like scrolling through pictures all day. I'm not a hot chick, but I am at JR Sport Brief. You can also find me on Facebook. If you argue with family and relatives all day, I am at JR Sport Brief. So knock yourself out. Before we went to break, I don't want to say that I had an argument, but we had a gentleman by the name of Kevin who called up from Toronto. Much love to everybody in Toronto right now. Canada is celebrating Canada Day. The more you know. I didn't know today was Canada Day. I had no idea. But anyway, he told me that. And then he pretty much said, hey, you know, pump the brakes a little bit on the Houston Rockets. And he had some thoughts about Kevin Durant not being the player that he used to be. And I'm like, okay. Because he's not one-arm dunking all the time anymore. Okay. He talked about the potential of Jalen Green. You can have potential. That doesn't mean that you're going to max out at it. And if the name of the game is to ultimately win a title, we can nitpick a lot of teams. Are there a lot of teams that have the depth, the experience, and the mix of a roster like the Rockets? I think not. I think if you're a Houston Rockets fan, there's certainly room for optimism, where it feels like yesterday to me that James Harden was sitting around complaining about the bums that he had to play in the locker room with, okay? And then he got traded, got moved, and what have you, and it looked like the Rockets were going to stink forever. And here they are. Great young talent like Amen Thompson, Alperen Sengun, Reed Shepard, guys who haven't reached their peak. You have a championship veteran in Fred VanVleet, Kevin Durant, Jeff Green. You bring in a Clint Capella, a Steven Adams. Like, this is a good mix. It should be a fun team. And, of course, a team can go to hell right away. Go ask the Boston Celtics. They were supposed to compete for another championship. How did that work out? And so, yeah, the Rockets actually have to play basketball games. But if they have to look at every team in the league, I think the Rockets are in a great position. I think teams would envy what they have and what they could potentially do. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Will is here from Baltimore. He's been patiently on the lines. Will, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on there, JR?
How you doing? What's up?
Hey, yeah, man. I feel like the last caller. You doing too much for them Rockets right now. Because if you look at the roster, let's be honest. What's the difference between that? I ain't gonna say the difference, but Kevin Durant, he's old, man. He out the way. Like, exactly what the last caller said. You running off of because they got Kevin Durant. If he go down, they gonna look just like the Celtics. Flop. But hold on, Will.
Outside of injury, maybe I'm on drugs. I know I'm not. I could be. Outside of injury, please tell me where Kevin Durant has fallen off. The guy still gets you 26, 27 a game. Is one of the
and
most.
He doesn't play any defense.
Hold on, Will.
Anymore.
Will, can you hold on?
Go ahead.
I didn't interrupt you. I let you speak.
All right.
Yeah. The man can still get you 26, 27 points a game. He's one of the most efficient shooters in the entire league. He's one of the smartest basketball players. The guy gets you 27 points without having to go out there and jack up shots. He's actually good for a team because he's not swallowing the entire offense up, and he's still getting his buckets. So please tell me, outside of being older and injury prone, where Kevin Durant has fallen off.
I say he in the way. I ain't whatever about the falling
off. So what does in the way mean?
At the end of the day, when you look at the Rockets,
Let me speak.
You want to speak about one topic?
No. If Kevin Durant is in the way, what the heck is he's in the way of what?
He's in the way because of the he's going to stunt the growth for the other those other guys the same thing. What's going to be different? You're sitting there saying you got Fred VanVleet, old point guard, washed up. He really washed up because if you look at the playoffs, they was going right around him. He's in the way. Now you want to go back? Let's go. You ain't got Clint Capela and Steven Adams. Steven Adams stay hurt more than anything. Clint Capela. If he was worth anything, they would have never let him get out.
Which point do you want me to respond to, or which one do you want to make? Will, you're bouncing around to multiple points. Stop. I'm trying to help you out here. Because you make one point and then you quickly pivot to another. You talk about guys being in the way. And then you talk about how these younger guys, their development is going to be stunted. And so which one is it? Because I actually believe having a Kevin Durant on the team, having a Fred VanVleet, these veterans who you mentioned, who you say are in the way, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. I think it's a benefit to someone like Amen Thompson. I think it's a benefit.
Hold on.
I got to put you on hold because you're fast. I'm not going to cut you off, Will, but you're fast talking and interrupting. It's like, slow down. Thank you. Have to put you on hold for a second. Having guys who've won championships on a team and elevating them is not in the way. That's actually a good roster mix. To have Amen Thompson be able to step out onto a basketball court and learn and see how a Kevin Durant operates is to his benefit because he doesn't have to sit around and share a court with a guy like Jalen Green who's in the same bucket as him, who is searching and learning a more improved or better, more developed offensive player who's just out there looking for shots. And so I want to get to brass tacks because obviously we have a difference of opinion with what we see on a basketball court. Will, this is a question in finality to you. When you take a look at what the Houston Rockets have done at this point, would you not say that they are now an improved roster?
They look good on paper.
Yes or no? Is it an improved roster? Yes, right?
They look good on paper.
So in comparison to what we have all across the league, would you not have them, if we got to look at everybody on paper, because that's all that we can do right now, nobody's playing basketball, would the Houston Rockets not be high up on that list on paper?
It would be in the top, it would be like the 15, because you still got Denver out there. You just like you said earlier, the Clippers put a well-rounded roster together.
Okay, well that's it. I'm not debating anything else. I don't think what you're saying is anything different than me.
I just think this one thing. It's going to look the same way everywhere else he went. There's no difference that you don't have no grit no more. You got rid of the Dylan Brooks. Kevin Durant, he's not going down there getting rebounds no more. He's not going down there
playing
that box.
All right, well, we're nitpicking. And if we yeah, want to talk
you,
about
you it.
Hold on, Will. Hold on. Be quiet. Now I'm telling you, be quiet. Hold on, Will. If you want to talk about it's going to end up like every place else Kevin Durant went. Well, I did see him go to one team, and I did see him walk away with two finals MVPs. I know the guy is older. I know it's not the same time, but to say that every place that he's gone is just going to end up like this, the guy is a champ. Hey, Will, thank you for calling from Baltimore.
All right.
Now, I haven't sat here and proclaimed the Houston Rockets to be champs. I can sit here and nitpick at every roster. I can tell you the pitfalls of the Houston Rockets. Yeah, Fred VanVleet is older. Kevin Durant is older. Everybody else has room to get better. Like, what are we doing here? I don't know. If I were a fan of three-quarters of the teams in the league, maybe more than that, I wish I had the Houston Rockets roster or their chance. Okay? I look at the Philadelphia 76ers. They're also a team. They have a lot of talent. But am I going to believe in Joel Embiid? Am I going to be excited about that? No. If you're a Rockets fan, why wouldn't you be excited? Of course, the threat and risk of injury is there. But to start saying ridiculous things like, oh, well, Kevin Durant is going to stunt the growth of Amen Thompson and Alperen Sengun, I don't know. That's just ridiculous to me. 888-710-4ISN. It's not rooted in reality. Guy, he'll just be in the way. Huh? What? One of the greatest basketball players of all time? Okay. Devontae is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Devontae?
Hey, good evening, JR. First and foremost, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, listen to the show pretty much every evening. But, hey, you're 100% right about the Rockets. This team is stacked. I mean, just look at it a bigger picture. Last year, they finished, what, second in the West? They were
50 wins.
52-30. 52-30 with Jalen Green as your star player, right? So you swapped out Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. Anyone with clear basketball vision or just basketball knowledge knows that is an upgrade if I've ever seen one. So you take Jalen Green out, you bring Kevin Durant in, you re-sign Clint Capella. Yeah, they let him go, but they brought him back for a reason. He's capable in his role, and he's going to show up like he did before, grab rebounds, you know, pick and roll, lob passes, all of that. This team is stacked. They're one of the best teams in the West on paper, like the last caller said, you know, but you don't play basketball on paper. But if you look at what they did last year and the additions they made in the offseason, they're clear winners. In my opinion, the West is going to come down between three teams. Obviously, the defending champs, OKC Thunder. I really like Dallas, too. On paper, they look good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know Kyrie is going to be hurt for most of the year. You know, I give you that. But they're a deep team as well, just like the Rockets. They're tall, athletic. They got a bunch of big men. They got a pretty solid front court. And, you know, they can have their guards. I still like Clay. I want to see what Cooper does, but I'm not going to make it about the Mavericks. The Rockets, they're going to be pretty decent this year. I think they're going to be one of the teams coming out the West. You know, maybe Western Conference Finals again.
I'm like, what outside of Kevin Durant saying, oh, I blew out my leg again, I'm like, what? How is Kevin Durant on the team hurting a young guy? I don't know. Kevin Durant is actually he's not a jackass. The guy actually gets everybody else involved. He's going to help these guys in their development. I don't know. What do I know? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't agree that he's going to stunt their growth. KD has never been selfish. He's never stunned the growth for Russell Westbrook or James Harden. Never stunned
anything else, you would look at Kevin Durant and go, nah, bro, you do it. You do it, you know?
Yes.
So, just crazy. Thank you, Devontae. Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Have a good evening.
You as well. Yeah, that one threw me for a loop. He's like, Kevin Durant is going to stunt the growth. He's in the way. I'm like, what? How many times do we see this guy with Russell Westbrook going, no, not Westbrook. You take the shot. You do it. Even throughout his time all over the place, he just played with he won championships with one of the greatest players ever. Alongside him and Steph Curry. Was Kevin Durant in the way? That was actually comical to hear. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Dan, are we going back to back? Dan is from Baltimore as well. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Dan. What's up?
How you doing?
Amazing.
I wanted to add one thing to this discussion. I agree with you. The Rockets could be good. They definitely could be good. Just a thought. Obviously, the past two stops for Kevin Durant haven't gone well. Like, not just they haven't won a championship, they haven't been winning teams. There's something to a player who's, like, jumping around from team to team and is not developing with a chemistry with the team specifically, who gets injured a lot, who also doesn't get a chance to develop chemistry on the court. And the team has to have, like, two totally different approaches for, like, oh, when Kevin Durant's here and when Kevin Durant's not on. And he's also a little bit of a head case in the for the locker room. Makes it very public that he's unhappy very quickly, and it becomes a whole drama. Will he be traded? Will he not be traded? Maybe they'll fire the coach.
Well,
they won't be.
I think for the first part of what you said of Kevin Durant and his and where he fits in and the teams that he's played for more recently, like that, what happened in Phoenix had nothing to do with him from a talent perspective. They decided to go top heavy and had nobody underneath him. There was no way that they were going to do anything. I think the roster construction, which was out of his hands, was absolutely ridiculous. There's no denying that over the course of his career, Kevin Durant has had rabid ears. He is certainly someone who will go online on social media early on in his career. I think he did care a lot, and he would respond, which is why he had the burner counts. And I think more recently, you're correct. He said in Brooklyn, I don't want to be here. Which was ridiculous. He was the one who asked to be there. And then he goes to Phoenix. They tried to get rid of Bradley Beal. And then they tried to get rid of him because Beal didn't want to move. So he's like, okay, I want to move. Is it a foregone conclusion that that won't happen in Houston? No. But I also think that the team that they have in Houston and what they've constructed, I think is much better than what he had in Brooklyn. And sure as hell of a lot better than what he had in Phoenix. So, I mean, we can predict unhappiness and this and that. I don't think that's going to be the case. There were no issues in Golden State outside of Draymond Green being a jackass. So I wouldn't hang that on Kevin Durant's head. If you want to talk about instability and I don't want to be here and this and that. But I think being in this situation, I think they got a brighter future than some of these other squads that he's been on.
Phoenix not making the playoffs with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker has nothing to do with Kevin Durant.
It has less to do with Kevin Durant and more to do with the roster construction. Please, name me some additional players on the team besides Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant. Go.
That's a good question. I don't know if I know off the top of my head too many.
That is my point. That roster lacked depth. They didn't play defense. It was garbage. It was loaded at three guys at the top of the roster. I can take Kevin Durant and put him on a team with four of my best friends, okay? And we all suck. And Kevin Durant is not going to drive us to the promised land just because he's Kevin Durant.
I hear you. The main point I want to make is that you look at the last couple of constructed on the championship teams, they're teams that have been together and built chemistry over the course of a long time. Something Kevin Durant has not been able to do from his bouncing around and being
okay
on the court, off the court.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, you take a look at the Boston Celtics between Tatum and Brown. They had to go through the fire to go ahead and get things done. We saw the development of the Denver Nuggets. I give you credit there. But at the same time, I still think that at times you can look at a roster getting thrown together. Look, we had a guy in 2019 in Kawhi Leonard. He just got slapped to a team, was a rental player. And they won a championship, so we'll see. Thank you,
That's
Dan,
true.
For calling.
Very good. Thank
no
you.
Doubt. Thank,
Have a good night.
Thank you, Dan, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all. We can talk about teams that have won titles and developed. OKC, obviously. But sometimes talent trumps all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. I'll get to more of your calls as we continue on with the show. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll get into Bobby Bonilla Day. We'll talk about Jake Paul, I guess, feeling legitimized as a boxer. We got more to do on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Man, we gotta retire part of that. I ain't busting nobody ass, okay? I'm retired too. I ain't fighting nobody. I ain't running after nobody. I ain't doing nothing. I'm not trying to do nothing but stay alive, okay? That's it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What a day. Damian Lillard waived by the Bucks. Miles Turner picked up by the Bucks. Pacers lose their center. I got people calling me, talking about the Rockets. I'm like, damn, I'm not crowning them champs. I think they, as it stands today on paper, I think OKC probably beat them. But can we get there? I think it's potential and assets and building a roster. Why would you not? Like, I'm being honest here. Who the hell is, why would you, if the idea is to try to get closer to a title and you have a window to do so and you have an opportunity to acquire Kevin Durant for, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, why wouldn't you do that? I'm supposed to hold out hope that Jalen Green is just going to develop into, I don't know, who could he be? Oh, the best shooting guard in the league? I think not. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I got to tell you about a very special day for Bobby Bonilla. Yeah, you remember Bobby Bonilla. He's getting paid a lot of money to do nothing because the Will Ponds were cheap. I'll get to that in a while. Let's get to your phone calls. Chris is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
How you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Awesome. Yeah, back. Just a quick mention about Kevin Durant. It would be a great asset on any team. Any team. And I'm thinking Toronto Raptors. Just to be a mentor for, like, Scotty Barnes, and just to be a leader. I would have him on any team.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I mean, I don't – yeah. He's not the worst. He's one of the best to ever pick up a ball. So I'm not denying that, Chris. What else you got?
I just want to say enjoy your show, and just that's pretty much all I got to say. I'm just saying Kevin Durant, he's got a couple more years in him, and he's gonna, whatever team he goes to, hopefully it's in Toronto, he should come to the East. And
all right, let's see if we get him out of there, Chris. Thank you so much for calling from Toronto. Yeah, he hasn't even. Hadn't even played a game yet, and Chris is like, let's get him the hell up one out of there. Now, I do want to give you this update on one player in particular. You know, yesterday we learned that Malik Beasley is under an investigation for gambling improprieties, okay? We see some things that are going on that he may have been involved with, maybe not from a gambling perspective, and he had a $42 million contract sitting in front of him from the Detroit Pistons, but all of that is on hold right now. Due to this investigation, well, the Detroit Press, the Detroit News has certainly gone on and did their own investigation. Malik Beasley is certainly in some financial troubles. And this investigation dates back to years. And what we see here is that he's been sued for non-payment of rent in a high rise in downtown Detroit, failing to pay $14,000. In a building, ironically, that's owned by Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavaliers. And he was sued again another time for not paying $7,000, almost $8,000 in rent. He owes a celebrity barbershop $27,000. That's a lot of damn haircuts, $27,000. Is each haircut $500? Is each haircut $1,000? How you rack up $27,000 if, and maybe this is a. This is the judgment, and so I'm sure there's some other money that's in there, but damn, that's still a lot of money for damn haircuts, okay? What else we got here? A dentist, A Minnesota dentist won almost a $35,000 default judgment against Beasley. They started taking money out of his paychecks in February. Damn. Botcher, Malik Beasley did it, okay? He did it. He did it.
He might be on some downtimes, but there's still no proof.
Yeah,
it's
all
circumstance.
The guy is paying a barbershop almost $30,000. He did it. Okay.
Hey, maybe he wants to keep his hair very nice and clean, you know?
Yeah, that and go to the dentist and not pay. That, get a haircut and not pay. That, live and pay rent and not pay. Yeah, to think that he didn't take a phone call from a guy to say, hey, if you do this, I'll give you some extra money. Yeah, sure. Reportedly, he also owes one of his former agents plenty of money as well. Wow. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. That is just absolutely wild. Mark is from Nova Scotia. What's up, Mark?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, JR. First, I want to say happy Canada Day. So, Canadian listeners out there. I had a really good Canada Day. Having a good one. Not as good as Shea Gilgeous Alexander's, of course, but pretty good. I just wanted to address something real quick. So, yeah, the only KD that you're going to find in Toronto is going to be Kraft Dinner, all right? So he's not coming here. He ain't coming here. I actually called about the Bucks, though.
Yeah.
Team I don't think about very much.
You know.
I think about them in terms of as a Raptors fan. Wanting Giannis, of course. But, I mean, I really do think that they're just rearranging decks on the Titanic at this point. Like, Damian Lillard, it's basically taken, like, a Lamborghini with, like, 600,000 miles. And, okay, we'll trade that in for, like, a well-worn, I don't know, Ford F-150. I like Miles Turner. I love his defense and stuff like that. Wasn't super impressed with him in a lot of those playoff games there. So
yeah.
Anyway, those are my thoughts regarding that.
I agree with all of them, Mark. Thank you for calling from Nova Scotia. There's nothing about what the Bucks are doing that's exciting to me. And I think by the time we get to February or at minimum next year, by the time we get to next year, Giannis will be gone. I can't see him with the Milwaukee Bucks past this year. Maybe he can help out his buddy Malik Beasley. I have no idea. That's just wild stuff. Marco, did you hear some of these debts that Malik Beasley is involved with or has?
I did. I like the haircut one. That's impressive.
$27,000. How much is that? Even if it's like, hey, you got to pay $15,000 in interest. Even if you got to pay lawyer fees for them on the other side. How much were the actual haircuts?
I don't know. And how long did the barber give you credit line? I'm like, at some point, like, didn't you have like 50 haircuts where it was up to like, you know, $5,000 or whatever the hell it was, where he's like, look, man, I got to cut you off. Like, I can't cut your hair no more. Like, you got to pay me something.
Man, he was living rent free.
Apparently, he paid no bills.
Yeah, well.
Like, if you
I guess they knew. Hey, listen. I guess when your contract is public, everybody goes, "Hey, he's good for it." Okay.
No, I get that part, but like, you didn't pay any of the bills. Like, was there anybody that's not collecting from you?
Yeah. Let's go through this again. Okay. At one point in time, he owed $14,000 in rent. So for him, well, let's say he lived on the top floor. What is that? Probably 2-3 months, maybe. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's not a lot.
Okay. Another time, I guess he missed 2 months or maybe a month. He owed them a $7,300. Okay, fine. The barbershop one gets me $27,000 in haircuts. Come on. That was the judgment, so we don't know if it was all haircuts. And then a dentist, and getting your teeth fixed is not cheap. $34,000, bruh? Oh, come on, man.
That's a lot of bridge work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bridge work.
I mean, damn. He was Marco. He was gambling. Okay,
what?
I don't have to be on P. Diddy's trial. I don't have to be Puff Daddy's lawyer to know that Malik Beasley was out here trying to make that money. Okay,
but he had some really good haircuts and his teeth were looking good. That's the part that I mean. That's a lot of money being spent on your hair and your teeth.
Well, listen, that's what women like, right? They want to know that you're groomed and well kept.
Now you figured out where the money went. Good for you,
Larsa Pippen. Yeah, he's made some mistakes here, that poor guy. Anyway, I hope he's in the clear from all of his legal issues. It's just, look, the Detroit News got into all of his business, and now it's all at Front Street. So, well, all the best to Malik Beasley. He had a $42 million contract sitting in front of him, and now he has to pay everybody. Damn. Good luck to that guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Bobby Bonilla. We'll talk about Jake Paul. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week. I'm going to pick up the phones. Oh, I'm very efficient. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, you just heard him. He's efficient. It's a newsflash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a lot of things to do before we roll out of here. I'm not going to waste any time. How about this? The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. The Defensive Player of the Week is goaltender for the U.S. Men's National Team. Yeah, the people who kick the football. Matt Freeze. In the U.S. win over Costa Rica, the man made three saves during penalties to propel the U.S. into the semifinal of the Gold Cup. Yeah, USA Soccer, they're going to face Guatemala tomorrow night. It's always nice when U.S. Soccer can go out there and do something nice, even if it's a small, very small step. I did tell you that today was Bobby Bonilla Day. Anybody not familiar, Bobby Bonilla is getting paid $1 million from the New York Mets every single year. Until 2035. You can go ahead and say thank you to the Wilpon family, the family that used to own the New York Mets. They were so damn cheap, they thought that they were getting a deal here. He's getting about $1.1 million every July 1st from 2011 to 2035. You're damn right. He has another 10 years. The man retired in 2003. Hasn't played for the Mets since 1999. Bobby Bonilla coming out as a bandit in the New York Mets. Their brand new owner, Mr. Moneybag Steve Cohen. He actually made a joke about this, about Bobby Bonilla Day. Listen to this, courtesy of MetStop.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about Bobby Bonilla Day, if I can get him to,
you know. Now, what would that entail?
You know, I just go with my instincts and, you know, let's just have fun with it, because it's become almost an iconic day. You know, it's become, so, you know, something that just became viral. And so why not just go with it and then make, you know, enjoy it and you know, make it fun.
Is Bobby on the same page with that? If he can make it, you know, if.
Yeah, I think Bobby is thinking about it and considering it. And I've had good conversations with him. So we'll see. You know, who knows?
Yeah, Steve Cohen has owned the team for about 5 years now. We haven't seen no massive change. And so I guess $1 million for Steve Cohen every year, no big deal, not at all. But welcome to July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day. Speaking of July 1st, it's the end of the show. It's time for us to go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
You heard me correctly. June is done. It is July 1st. The year is 2025. In 1982, July 1st, Cal Ripken Jr. made the first of his record 2,216 starts at shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. We know his ultimate Iron Man streak was 2,632. Yeah, Cal Ripken, he moved to third base in 1996. He spoke to Channel 4 Sports, and at the time, he just said, yeah, man, it wasn't always so easy and smooth. Listen to this.
I did so well so fast, I think, and I got called up to the big leagues. And everybody expected a lot from me, you know, naturally, but I think they also understood that, you know, the big leagues was a little bit of an awkward, I went through a nervousness period, so to speak. I was real timid. I didn't know what to expect in the big leagues. And I think everybody understood that. And I went away to winter ball this past season and got myself back into the form I'd like to, you know, start hitting again. And now that I think I have the opportunity to play every day, I can, you know, come back and show everybody that I can play a little bit.
Yeah, and I think everything worked out for Cal Ripken. I think. July 1st, 1995, the NBA had its very first lockout. It was only for a couple of months in the summer. They still came back and played. Everything was all good and well. July 1st, 1997, Mike Tyson suspended, banned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission for biting of Vander Holyfield's ear during their 1997 rematch. He was also fined $3 million. We know he chewed that man's ear. He spat it out. They've made commercials. They've made jokes. They've made money. This is why Mike Tyson bit of Vander Holyfield. This is what he told Steiner Sports.
Take me through what happened there, because it's right beginning we were starting Steiner Sports. You know, we had been really, really following your career closely. And obviously a lot of things started melting down there in that situation there. Was that just kind of a place where you just went and you kind of hit a wall, or would you, if you had a chance to do it over again, would you do it over again?
No, yeah, probably do the same thing, because he was really kicking my ass. Because he was really kicking my ass and bumping my head and stuff. And I think I would do it again. Yeah, I would. I'm sorry, guys. But I am kind of redeeming myself.
What, do you think Mike Tyson was going to tell a lie? Yeah, I bit that man's ear and I'd do it again. Sick of those headbutts. Okay, July 1st, 2011. Oh, this really was an NBA lockout. The NBA regular season, it was reduced to 66 games. We had NBA players who were playing in the street. They had guys going overseas. They were locked out from July 1st. The lockout didn't end until December 8th. Yeah, listen to LeBron James tell everybody that the lockout was crazy. This is what he told the New Heights podcast.
The only time I've like really taken it like super duper serious, I think it was 2011 when we had the NBA lockout. And, and I didn't know like when we were going to make the deal with the owners and get our league back going. So right. I actually thought about it a little bit back then. I was still young enough, you know, mm-hmm. to get out there with y'all. But, that's the only time I've actually seriously considered it.
Yeah, that's LeBron James saying that he thought about playing football. Okay, LeBron, okay. Were we going to put you at tight end? That was going to work out? Sure, yeah, uh-huh, fine. Something else that took place on July 1st in 2018. LeBron James went to the Los Angeles Lakers. We know how that ended up. Well, he's still a Laker, just opted into a deal. Won a championship in a pandemic. Listen to LeBron James as to why he chose L.A.
Don't even have to talk about the years they won championships. Talk about the players that came through this franchise that's worn this uniform. So that's an excitement in his own right. And then it's just always humbling for me anytime I get an opportunity to be a part of something special. And I believe the conversation I had with Magic that night was a special night. So I'm happy to be in this point today.
Hey, he won a championship. They didn't have no damn parade in L.A. for LeBron, but he still won the title. And the way this Lakers roster is looking, it doesn't appear that that's going to be the case as well. Sorry. Okay, hey, there you have it. Those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's come back to the now. Hey, let's go ahead and talk to Tommy in Tennessee. Let's get him up on the line. Hey, Tommy, you're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up.
Yes, sir. Good evening. I think Durant makes a lot of sense at Houston. He learned basketball in his year at Texas from Rick Barnes, and Barnes has proven to be a great teacher of basketball in his years at Tennessee. Durant also may have learned some basketball teaching techniques from Barnes in his short time in Austin. And he and Barnes stay in contact, so that's a real good fit. My other brief comment is LeBron going to the New York Knicks makes some sense. Coming off the bench and resting in games in L.A. with Luka as kind of the point guard wingman, he's learned to play off as the off guard, and he might extend his years in the league a little bit with a little bit more rest.
Well, I think he is getting rest. I give him credit for the past, and thank you so much, Tommy, for calling from Tennessee. I think if you take a look at LeBron, just the fact that he went out and played, I believe, 70 games last year. That says a lot about him and his body. And, of course, playing with Luka will make his job easier. Well, at the same time, going to another great team with a full roster, I think, would make his job easier as well. I mean, what the Lakers are putting out onto the basketball court right now is, let's just say, nothing to cry home about. So let's see how things evolve with LeBron James. New York Knicks, how and when? He'd have to sign for the veterans minimum like next year. And if I'm LeBron James, do I want the New York City experience? Probably not. I don't know. Anyway, we got quite a while to figure that one out. Thank you so much to Danielle Lerner for joining us from the Houston Chronicle. Thank you to Matt Moore for joining us from the Action Network. I did mention Jake Paul. He's now ranked by the WBA at their cruiserweight rankings, which doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. This guy's fantasy of being a real boxer extends, but the reality of him making money, that is going absolutely nowhere. That party's a genius. I give him credit for that. But boxing, man, we know you ain't no real-ass boxer. You're a sham. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you've missed a minute or a second, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last day for the week before the holiday. Make sure you come through for a new top six list. You can find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Why? Bart Winkler coming up next.